This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
All right, even though Tyler is out today, that does sound like a Tyler Milner tune right there to get us back in from break. That sounds like Tyler right there all day long right there. Looked like Tyler may have snuck in. He may have snuck in and said, hey, Byron, I need this one right here. Give me that. What is that?
Remember, Third Eye Blind?
Right now. He's right now on the third tee box filming somebody else's tee shot with this song going in the background.
You know it is, man. That sounds like T. Millie. But Byron is in, holding it down the last couple of days. In here as we continue getting you ready for the Astros a little bit later on and the Texans as they have their final preseason game coming up tomorrow in Detroit. I don't know how much we will see this guy, Clint, but obviously we talked about plan A's. I think plan A for this team, weapon-wise, especially at the tight end spot, involved Brevin Jordan in a big way. Well, they have lost him for the season, obviously, with that knee injury he suffered in practice. And this means, Clint, I know you've been high on him, and many of you have been excited about him. But whatever role that Cade Stover was supposed to have, I think it has to increase and jump. And we talked about it when the Brevin Jordan injury happened. Would they go get somebody that, you would look and say is maybe in the equal in terms of how much time he will play as a Brevin Jordan, and I don't think they've done that. And to me, that now means obviously you need to get something more from your lead guy, Dalton Schultz, but it also means Cade Stover has to probably take another step as well for you to get a lot out of that position. So right now it is Cade Stover's time, and that to me is – the big question is he ready to take that leap to be – now, he's not going to be Brevin Jordan, right? He's not a mismatch guy that you can line up and expect to get chunk plays out of a tight end position. But is he to a point ready to take that next level to become a pass catcher, to become somebody that can impact the passing game from the tight end position, which – I think they're going to need, along with Dalton Schultz. That's the next step that they got to have him jump into right now with Brevin out.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think with or without Brevin, I think Stover was primed and ready to take the next step. I mean, everything we've seen and everything we've heard says that he's not slowing down and that they had seen him taking really good strides in OTAs and really good strides in the offseason. And so, that rolls right over into what we've seen in training camp, and whether you're looking at him wham blocking the big D tackle out of Carolina in that joint practice and just showing the physicality, or you're talking about him, you know, catching a couple of balls in the preseason here and catching some balls in training camp practices and showing that, hey, the routes are a little bit better. He's extremely comfortable in catching the ball naturally. I think Stover was one that was primed to take the next step. Anyway, I'll be honest with you. I got Stover as one of my untouchables right now with the Texans. When I say
untouchables, what do you mean?
Well, just, you know, there were some conversations about, you know, I think John Lopez said when Harrison Bryant was signed, you know, this could potentially take some reps away from Stover from a standpoint of him putting his hand in the dirt. And I think he's untouchable. I don't think anybody's taking reps away from Cade Stover. I think Cade Stover is one of the guys that D'Amico Ryans looks at, along with probably Ariante Ursary, maybe Lakin Tomlinson to a certain degree, definitely Joe Mixon. I think he looks at these guys, and when he looks at what he wants a D'Amico Ryans coached football team's offense to look like, not schematically, but like just, we will punch you in the mouth, we'll enjoy it, we'll get in the huddle, we'll come back and we'll do it again. When you look at the guys that are going to set that tone and the guys that truly, legitimately, it literally is in who they are as a being, I think Cade Stover is one of those guys. And to me, I think D'Amico Ryans looks at that and goes, I'm going to reward the guys that are literally wired the way that I want them to be rewired. It's just like Ariante Ursary. Like, I think this is more about, should we start?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Start the best player or not? Should we start the best guy right now? I think this is a play to Ariante Ursary's come in here and he's proven that he is exactly what D'Amico Ryans wants his offensive line room to look like, sound like, play like. And if that guy is rewarded by being the starting left tackle immediately and can take over the offensive line room, I think that it is a play that could last for 5 years, not just right here, right now, week one of the 2025 season. Like, I think there's certain guys that, because how they play the game,
yeah,
is what D'Amico's looking for. I think they're untouchable. And I think Stover, not to get too far away from your point, I think Stover is one of those guys.
But do you, the physicality part, I think that's a big part that he brings over. Do you think, though, that he needs to have, like, they're going to need him to have an increase in terms of the passing game?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think he's got to be.
He's got to pick up some of the slack of whatever that Revin was.
Yes, I think he's got to pick up some of the slack. I think when you look at how you defend the Houston Texans in a 12 personnel, right? I mean, if you're in a 21 personnel or 11 personnel, and he's in the game, he's obviously catching a linebacker, right? The nickel defender's going to be opposite, whichever other tight end's in the game or which other wide receiver's in the game. He's going to be matched up with a linebacker in most situations, and so he should be able to do work. You know, he ideally is going to get a better matchup than maybe even Dalton Schultz if he's catching a nickel or he's catching a safety in man. You know, you could argue he's going to be the matchup problem, the match for the defense. And I think he's ready to take advantage of it. I like him, a true inline tight end. Plays the game a little bit differently. I think he's going to have some different opportunities, and that quick game stuff we've talked about that they're going to have to survive with early on with C.J. Stroud and protect their offensive line with it. I think he's going to be a big part of that. I think if we're going to get a good version of the Texans' offense, I think it's going to have to. I think Cade Stover has to play and be a big part of it.
Last year, he was 15 catches for 133 yards and a touchdown. Right, that's fine. You can understand they were slow and moving him slow and bringing him in slow, and I don't think he's going to have the role that he will this year. And I'm not saying he needs to go light it up like you know 700 yards or anything like that. But to me, a good second tight end, like I think Noah Gray with the Chiefs had 40 catches for 430 yards and 5 touchdowns. I don't know about the touchdowns, but can he get in that range as a second tight end, especially the way this offense is going to be, where it looks like a lot of quick stuff in the middle of the field could be options, and the tight ends, no surprise with Nick Caley and his background, seem to be more involved in this. And can he jump this thing from 15 to 30 catches, you know, and get in the 300-plus range as a second tight end and somebody in the red zone that is usable down there in the red zone. That's, to me, the jump that I think they need him to make, along with, as you said, his physicality, you know, in the run game and blocking.
Yeah,
and
I think you're going to see him on the field a lot more. I think from a snap perspective, from a volume of snaps, I think he's going to get more than any other tight end in the room. And the way that they want, assuming they can run the football, and if you got a true inline tight end, you running the football, boy, the all of a sudden in that play action game over the middle of the field, he becomes an absolute monster. All of a sudden, the boot game, misdirection game, catching that ball in the flats, which we've seen multiple times this offseason with him, he becomes a monster. And so when you get that many snaps, which I think he's going to be a high volume guy, you're a run first play action type team, which I think is what they want to do. There's just a lot of signs pointing towards Cade Stover being, you know, kind of arriving this year. I'm with you. I don't think he's going to go out there and have a Pro Bowl year, but arriving and being
going to take a step.
Being a true inline tight end that can help you in a run game and as a pass threat, like, and prove that you can do that at the NFL level and you're not just some developmental player that was a defensive end at Ohio State, you know, for the first couple of years. Get beyond that. Hey, no, I'm a tight end in the league kind of deal. I think that happens.
I feel good about him taking a step and becoming, you know, more of what they need him to be. Right. Like I said before, I thought in the run game, pass block, whatever they needed, that physical part, he was ready to take another step. Brevin Jordan's injury is going to force him to go more, because I don't think Harrison Bryant is going to be somebody that comes in and is going to take away the Brevin Jordan snaps. But I feel good about Cade Stover being able to take his game up to the next level. What you got coming up?
All right, what I needed to happen last night with the Astros, it happened. And I ain't talking about them 7 runs. And C.J. Stroud, he's going to tell us all about Titus Howard, y'all. That right there is next, right here on Sports Radio 610.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.